Roger. We're talking real money.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's the show that becomes a podcast that people all over the world listen to now. It's Talking Real Money, live on Saturdays in the Seattle area, but you can call us from anywhere at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call that too, but you can call us live on Saturdays from noon to 2 Pacific time, 3 to 5 Eastern, and we would love to do what we do, which is help you deal with your dough every day. And, you know, Tom and I sit around and worry a lot. We do. We worry a lot about, well, job security, because we've been saying the same thing pretty much the same thing over and over and over again for, well, decades now. And we figured, you know, maybe at some point nobody would want to listen anymore because, I mean, what new can you say about investing? A recent piece by Jason Zweig in his Intelligent Investor newsletter, which he emails to people, set our poor minds at ease because he went to a Bogleheads convention. And what did he discover, Tom?
He discovered 350 people that, well, they kind of know the basic, wide diversification, low cost, don't mess with things during up or down markets. Should I repeat that? I mean,
yeah, don't mess with things in or down markets.
Now, someone did say something that I've heard you say before. Mm-hmm. These are simple tips that are hard to live by. They're easy
to say,
but hard to do.
That actually was a quote from Jason Zweig himself.
Oh, okay, because that does make sense. These are not anything, crazily intellectual, but they can be very difficult emotionally. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. But the fact is, apparently, the reinforcement is positive. It's positive reinforcement.
Ah, that works too, I'm told. Never tried it, but I'm told it works.
Well, people want, from what he learned, was that people want to hear this.
And he equates it, by the way, to dieting, which I think is very true. It's
well, Paul's always equated it to dieting.
Paul Merriman. It's simple, but it's not easy. We know that it's really just eating less, exercising more. But he also points out that one of the reasons it's hard is all those other messages out there, right? There's a lot of people telling you, here's what you should know. Here's what the future looks like. Here's really what you need to invest in right now. Because that's just what they say. They have. I'm opening it up for you to fill in the blank.
Because they think they know more than everybody else. But you know, right. The funny thing is, again, from the Wall Street Journal, there was an article that came out on Saturday today, where they interviewed a number of the top experts in the financial business, people who run big fat hedge funds and things. And what's funny is that you can get, it's kind of like news. Well, not news, like editorial content on news programs like Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. You can get whatever opinion you want. You just switch to the right channel.
And it's fascinating. Yeah, go ahead.
You can get the opinion you want. Just choose from the right experts.
I went through them carefully. And we could spend some time on them, but, you know, one person says things are headed lower. One person says better days ahead. One person says more volatility. Another person says great opportunity. Another person says he's deeply pessimistic. And then one person said, well, there is some good news here. Bonds will bounce back in 2023. So there's the sunrise we're hoping for, Don. It's coming. You just got to hang in there.
But the one common denominator I saw among all of those, or read among all of those, was the prediction of volatility. Everybody says the stock market will be volatile. Well, of course, it's the stock market. The stock market is supposed to be volatile. That is the risk part of it.
Exactly. The people have a tendency when markets are sort of going up for a long period of time that they forget. And then when we get in the middle of unsettled times as we are today, bear markets, they realize, oh, that is part of owning stocks. Remember, stocks have paid you more for being willing to accept those ups and downs. And it turns out, by the way, it's still in a 60-40 portfolio this year, you're only down 10.5%. I mean, this is not a major, this is nothing like 2008, not even like 2020.
Not really.
Cratered so quickly. Not even at all.
No, particularly, if you've built the right portfolio in the dull, boring way we've been telling you to build the right portfolio for a very long time.
Which we know some of you do and some of you don't, because we get to look at your portfolios after listening for a long time.
There are really just two types of risk in the stock market. There's the default risk. That's when you own an individual stock, it can go to zero. And then the other risk is what? It's the volatility risk. And we know ways to squeeze some of that out of your portfolio. 855-935-TALK. Call us.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And our favorite thing to do is to talk real money with you. That was so poetic. I'm Don McDonald. Tom Cox over there in his little aircraft hangar. We're hanging out. We're hanging out in the hangar trying to help you find a better financial future by doing something unique in the investment industry, telling you the truth.
By the way,
yesterday, try the truth.
We got named Truth Tellers by Paul Merriman.
We did?
It's like an official, you get a real badge and everything.
Yeah, whoa, maybe is it like a police badge that I can show at traffic stop? Look, officer, I'm a Paul Merriman truth teller.
Does that get me anything? No. We got that award yesterday. That's a big deal. Then we're like Larry Swedro, like real people. So
we're like among real people.
I know. Yeah. Wow. I got the nomination, and then, by the way, I turned around 10 minutes later and noticed that my ex-wife wrote him and said, no, get him off that list. So
I can understand why she would say that. 855-935-TALK is our telephone number, 855-935-8255. Call that number right now. Mary, thanks for calling that number. Welcome to Talking Real Money. Mary.
My question.
Along comes Mary.
Oh, there's Mary. Hi, Mary.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you guys all the time, and I'm excited to talk to you today. My husband recently passed away very suddenly and unexpectedly. So, as you can imagine, I'm dealing with all kinds of moving parts, insurance and life insurance and pensions, and he retired.
Bank accounts
years ago,
and so. Investment accounts and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. You should write a book, or maybe I should. But there's just a million things to do. But I'm slowly and steadily getting through them and learning a lot along the way. My husband was so into this kind of stuff and listened to you guys and read books, and so I listened from afar. But now I'm in the driver's seat. So, So my question for today, I could ask you about 500 questions, but my question today was, I recently received some information. It was kind of a surprise. It was a 401k that he had with his old company that I didn't really have on my list of things to think about, and it's about $400,000. So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But my question to you is, like last week you were talking about loads and commissions and secret little fees. And so I don't want to take this hunk of money and move it somewhere or put it into some of the accounts I already have set up and then have someone, take a big hunk of it. So, I just wanted to find out a little bit more about what your thoughts are on that, what I need to ask or where I need to look so that I can, protect that amount.
The easiest way for me to tell you, or for us to tell you, what is whether it's good or bad to go where you are, is for you to tell us where you are. Where are the accounts that you were aware of? Where are the IRAs, for example?
Okay. So we have Vanguard, Roth, and regular IRAs. And so, and right now, because my husband was sure everything was crashing, they're all like in bond funds. So they're just kind of sitting there in cash, not doing a whole lot, but not losing a lot. So we have IRAs and Roth IRAs that I've been combining. Mm-hmm. I'll have a pension. I'm 59 and a half. I'll have a pension here coming up soon. I have 457B, which I've been putting a lot of money in since I was in my 20s. And we have some like real estate, rental properties. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're kind of diversified in that way. But this particular 401k is, I think, out of Voya Financial is the keeper of the universe, but it's through his a retirement account. And again, it's...
Well, then, we know just what to do with that Voya 401k, okay. don't we, Tom?
We do. You Good. Mentioned Vanguard yep. a moment ago. You would open an inherited yep. IRA at Vanguard, and Voya mm-hmm. should help you move the money out
Vanguard
of the 401k.
Will help you move the money.
Whoever, which, well, some, you'll have to work with yeah. the, with Voya too, because yeah. the money's yeah. custodian there. But there'd be no right. tax ramification to that. You can simply move that over to an inherited IRA. I would do it at Vanguard if you're already at Vanguard.
Yeah, and there will be no yeah. commissions or extra fees at Vanguard, because we know they don't charge those.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And so, and then just.
Well, I have one other bit of advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't do what your husband's been doing. Apparently he listened, but he wasn't listening.
Uh-huh.
Because we would have never, ever said go all to cash. Now, he got lucky going to cash, but the problem
no,
he's
in bonds, she said.
Well, our bonds are cash. Oh, yeah, he went to bonds. Bonds
yeah.
went
bonds
down.
Bonds have been yeah, down, too. Way down. Yeah.
What you need to do is get okay. the right – you've got to get the right portfolio for your future. You're 59.
Young,
which right. means you have a lot of time ahead of you, likely. So you want this money to be properly invested. And you can do it on your own because you listen to us, and you can do it with Vanguard. But I would suggest that you either go to talkingrealmoney.com and take the risk quiz so you can determine what your portfolio allocation should be and just get that allocation now. Don't try to pick the right time to do it. We don't know the right time, and we never, ever will.
Right.
That's one of the big lies in the financial services industry, that somebody knows when the bell is going to ring to get back in. No one knows that. So you want to find the right risk tolerance, the right portfolio for your risk tolerance. Now, if you need a little help with this, honestly, you could call Tom on a Saturday morning and send him your stuff, and he'll go through it with you. You can talk with one of our advisors, and they're not going to try and sell you anything. They will help you determine what allocation might be right for you, though.
Okay. That's
so,
wonderful.
You know, uh-huh. go to talkingrealmoney.com and click on meet an advisor. That doesn't mean hire an advisor. That means meet with one for free without anybody pressuring you to do anything. We've never pressured anyone in the 10 plus years we've been doing this as a firm. Ever.
That sounds great. Hey, can I ask you another quick question since I got you?
Sure. Yeah, we got about a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of life insurance. And so I'm just getting a lump sum sent to me. It's tax free. I know that. And I was thinking about putting it in. And I don't need it right now. So I was thinking about putting it into a CD that's about 4% right now. Would that be?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we were going to talk about those 4% CDs. So as a place to park it for a year or two, sure.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Because we want you to have a real life, a really, really good life. We know you have to get this money stuff figured out. And so that's what we're here for. Give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And Mario, it is your turn.
Hello.
Hey, Mario.
And Tom. Great talk. Hi. So I have an idea I want to throw by you. You can tell me how crazy I am because I've gone around and around on it. Okay. I'm getting ready for retirement, 62. I have $1.6 million in brokerage and $2.4 in an IRA, but nothing in a Roth. So my original idea was once I turn 65, from 2025 to 2030, I would do $200,000 conversions each of those years to get $1 million over to my Roth. But as I was thinking about how that would affect my IRMA and how my Roth or my IRA is growing, I don't know if it'll take enough out. So my idea right now is, what would you think about me doing a $1 million conversion this year? I know I pay 37%, so it's 370. Doing it the other way, I'll be in the 24th percentile bracket, but with the the tax laws changing, going back to 28, it'll probably be 28. So I'm going to be paying an extra $100,000 doing it this way, but I do have the money now in the Roth to grow tax-free, and it also opens the door wide open for me to be very flexible in what tax brackets I play in, well, between the age of 65 and hopefully 75 when I have to take distributions, or I can at least reduce my RMDs, because that's what I've been trying to figure out. So
yeah, I figured that's what you're trying to do.
That is, to pay that at almost 40% is outrageous. I will tell you generally what our experience is with, you know, moving money from an IRA to a Roth IRA. As you correctly pointed out, it's a taxable event. As you also correctly pointed out, that will affect your, what they call IRMA, in terms of your income and what that will mean to your Medicare. So this is generally a year-by-year look. And I would, I would never do this and pay 37%. I think that is absolutely crazy. Even if I had the cash, I wouldn't do it. I would just look at this every year and say, what's my situation? How much can I do without, you know, really busting up to one of those high brackets?
Yeah. And the other thing is you're doing it to reduce your RMD, but your RMD is going to be, because of your age, it's going to be extending out. And it is such a long-term withdrawal process that you're not going to be kicking yourself into those brackets. If you had more time, if you were farther from retirement, I would want to, I think converting to a Roth is more pressing. I think at this point, the advantage to a Roth is going to be so small over the years prior to the RMD. And remember, the RMD is over your life expectancy, which is a pretty long life expectancy.
Yeah, in fact, if you just take out that amount, it should last well into your 90s. I mean, here's a suggestion, Mario. You can go online and type in Roth conversion calculators. You know, we have one we use for our clients, but you could do that on your own and you could see what it could save you. Now, remember, it assumes many things, tax rates into the future, your situation, how long you live. There's all kinds of other factors there. Again, for me personally, I would hate to see somebody go into that very, very, very high bracket and pay all that money now. And you can always remember what CPAs used to say. Never pay any tax before your time.
Exactly. Don't pay it before your time, because what you're doing is you're guessing what the future is going to look like. We only know what the present looks like. We have no idea. We can guess that things will be a certain way, but you never know how the political winds will blow. And so I would keep as much money in my pocket now as I could. I hate to give it away before I have to. Now, again, if you were many years younger, I would have said start a Roth conversion strategy in small amounts over decades, possibly. But you're getting a little close now. Thanks for the call.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hi there. Welcome back to the show. I'm Don. That's Tom. We're talking real money. 855-935-TALK is our telephone number, 855-935-8255. Now, Tom, poor Tom, we love getting that new car, even if it's a used car sometimes. We love getting that new car. You know, a few months ago, Debbie and I got our new Honda. We really love the Honda Hybrid. It's really a nice car. We were looking at electrics, but we decided we need a little more range. You know, the next car is going to be electric, we're pretty sure. Yep. Well, Tom was fascinated by these electric cars, and so he went out and put a deposit down on one. What kind of car did you put a deposit down on?
A long time ago.
How long ago did you put the deposit down?
A year ago.
Yeah. And when will your new Rivian be delivered, Tom?
The automaker. Well, can you call them an automaker?
Not yet if they're not making autos.
Yeah, good point.
Are you going to get it in 2023?
I wrote them a few months back and said, you know, any update on this? And they said, you know, we'll write you when it's time. You know, we'll let you know, pal. But they did then write me at the beginning of October and say, this month, we'll tell you when we're going to deliver your car.
We sent you this month. Email we'll tell you when
I know.
We're so going to hope to do it. So they gave you a pretty exact date, though, I'm sure, right? Yeah. I mean, within a month, right?
I got the email yesterday. And, of course, you know, it's not in the email. You have to log in. I have a login to the website, man. This is cool.
This is cool. Hey, you got something for your $1,000. I got a login.
You go through all the things that are really cool, you know, on your car, blah, blah. You have to click through all that. And then it says delivery date, January to December.
2023.
2024. I'm like, are you kidding me or something? Come on.
Dude, you could be dead by then.
The odds are probably better on that than I'll get in the car.
You're going to be eligible for Medicare by then.
And among other elderly treats, yeah. So anyway, it's sad. It's just bad. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean the Rivian looks cool, but
yeah, it's
but this is
they have the truck on the road. I've seen the truck.
Yeah, but who wants a pickup?
The SUV yet.
I don't want a pickup.
Well,
What are guys like us? Do you go out and like kill buffalo and throw them in the back, or like carry big loads of lumber? No, you don't do any of that. No.
Maybe move the leaves from there to there. I don't
know. No, you don't even do that. You got your new electric leaf blower.
Yeah. And now I'm all electric with the leaf blower, the weed eater, and the mower.
Just not with the car.
I'm trying to be a better person.
Just not with the car until 2024.
Yeah, it's sad as it is.
855-935-TALK is our phone number. You guys looking at cars? Good luck. Patricia, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Glad to do
it. My question is, a family member, their father passed away, and they inherited a lot of money. And the person, the beneficiary, doesn't know anything about investing. And everything, it's like seven figures we're talking about, two different accounts. And it's invested with Edward Jones.
Yeah. Okay. Then trouble is coming. There'll be trouble right here in River City,
especially if you don't know anything.
Yeah. Exactly. It's gonna be making an Edward Jones broker a lot richer.
As they say, Wall Street's an expensive place to get an education.
Yeah. No kidding. What this person desperately needs. You can't. This is not someone who can go it alone. I believe most of the country's population is not capable of going it alone financially. But you don't want to get someone who is a commissioned broker like you get at Edward Jones or Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley or Ameriprise or any of those. What this person needs to find is a fee-only 100% fiduciary advisor, which can be very difficult to do. Which is why we set up part of our website that's totally devoted to this. You go to talkingrealmoney.com/help, and there are all kinds of tools, an advisor interview tool. And let me tell you, it is worth every ounce of effort. If this person, if we're talking millions, a couple of million dollars, if this person
even
devotes,
a million.
Yeah, if this person devotes 10 hours a week for the next year to this process, the payoff will be worth it, because the amount of money that could go out of this person's hands to the broker is five, possibly six figures. So they've got to be very, very careful. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Wow. Our phone number is 855-935-TALK. Wow. Patricia, you got us thinking during that break. This is one of those subjects that bears repeating, as that's the theme of the hour, is repetition. And the one thing we really, truly try to avoid is to sound like a blasted sales pitch, because that is not the purpose of this program. We're doing fine as a company. We're not, you know, like trying to get everybody to become a client. You know, we want people who really need us to become clients. If not, no. But we want to help everybody. And the question that Patricia brings up is one that's huge, Tom. That's, what does someone who knows nothing do when they come into money?
And this is always tricky because if you talk to the wrong person,
oh my gosh,
it'd be very expensive. And Ed Jones is the wrong person. I don't know how else to say it.
They're the wrong, in our opinion, they're the wrong person because they are not 100%. Here's our absolute belief. Anyone who provides you with financial advice should be a 100% all the time fiduciary. They should
explain what that means.
Take commissions.
Most of these firms, I think Ed Jones is among them, are what we call duly registered. So that you go and see Ed Jones and say, yeah, we're
a fiduciary.
We're a fiduciary, sure.
The question you need to ask is, are you always acting as a fiduciary? 100% of the time. Do you ever sell anything on a commission? And that's really one of the more powerful questions you can ask. Do you ever sell anything for which you receive a commission? You are the firm. You are the firm.
Yeah, and so you got to find that person that is, that firm that's ethical, the firm that charges.
And by the way, we're not just picking on Edward Jones. Ameriprise, Voya, Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, LPL, Raymond James, the list goes
et cetera. Yeah, we see bad things happening to people that go there. So especially if you walk in the door and say, hey, I just came into all this money. Boy, they're going to rub their hands together. So you got to find those firms. And yes, you can go to our website. And yes, we have a list of people that we think you should trust.
Yeah.
We get nothing from these people.
People you could.
These are people
we believe you should.
We know.
Yeah.
But here's the other part. I mean, and this is the tougher. I mean, because Don during the break was like, well, you should offer a personal meeting. I'll offer anybody a personal. I talk to 10 new people a week.
Tom
and I love
is
it.
Not
I
do a sales
it.
Guy.
No, and I love it, and we've helped a lot of people. I'm happy to do that with anybody. But here's the thing. If you come into $1 million, you need to take a little time for yourself to understand how money works.
Don't do a darn thing. No matter who calls you, don't do a darn thing. Because let me give you an example. There is a firm in the Seattle area that we know calls themselves a fiduciary. We know they do. And yet we also know that they sell many of their clients what is called an indexed annuity. It's their way to, they tell you, well, we can give you the returns of the stock market with none of the risk. And it's, and you know, we don't, there's no commission or anything. Yeah, right. The commission that the person selling it to you and the firm receives can be as high as 10%. Now, folks, $1 million, that's $100,000.
It adds up.
And they'll go, well, wait, we don't get a commission. Yeah, you can always tell if they get a commission. Either there'll be it's three ways. The commission either comes out up front. 5.75% is typical. The commission either comes out up front or at the rear, called a surrender charge. And surrender charges we've seen go for 20 years up to 12%. Then there's extra charges along the way in the mutual fund industry. We've talked about this before. They're called C-shares. The trick, though, is to ask the right questions and don't accept their weaselly answers, because they will try to wiggle their way out of answering a direct question.
And get things in writing. I mean, I think you also pointed out, you know, people can say anything they like. Get it in writing. But what about, again, remember I said, let's make sure you know something about money. Because, again, if you walk in the door to anybody and go, hey, here's $1.5 million. What should I do with it? You can't blindly trust anybody about this.
Anybody.
You got to have some basis.
You don't want to blindly trust anybody.
So that's the question to you. Where do they go get that? Yes, you've written a wonderful book. Paul Merriman's website, I think, is full of basic sort of here's how money works sort of things. But where else could somebody go get the baseline education, things you got to know before you can just hand over the money?
Well, it's one of the reasons I wrote Financial Physics, because it's more basic than any of Paul's books. It's one of the most basic of basic books ever written, I believe. And I've read a lot of them, because it just tells you the reality of money, and it does it in a very short book, because I could have padded the darn thing out, but why pad it out?
And it's written in a way that you can understand. It's not full of lingo, jargon.
And if you think I'm selling this to make a lot of money, you're mistaken.
What's your royalty this month?
My royalty is like $2.50 a book.
All right. There you go.
And I think I've sold, I think since I wrote it in like, I don't even remember when I first wrote it. 13? Was it 13?
First edition going back. Yeah.
I don't know. But I think I've made altogether about $500. So
that does cover the mortgage.
This
right?
has not been even a mortgage coverer.
Ah, dang it.
One Duke Energy bill, though. One.
You got that.
One month.
For the summer months?
One for the summer months. One month.
Yeah. You know, so again, yes, 100% fee only fiduciary advisor. Number two, get some education somewhere that is reliable. And number three, I guess the other point is don't rush into anything. Because I see people think I got to do something.
Yeah.
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 You got to take your time.
No, you leave it alone.
Because it's a huge decision. Yeah.
And you ignore everybody who calls. Because when people find out you've inherited money,
oh boy,
they come out of the woodwork. So, and again, I would advise you, because remember, talkingrealmoney.com is not a place where we make money. It's just a place where we share information. And by the way, in 2023, not 2024, 2023, we're bringing out a new version of the Talking Real Money website. Not 2024. I am
the car.
I am
You'd like
committing.
To drive the car once before you go.
Yeah. I was telling Tom during the break. I said, wouldn't it be nice to drive your new car before you're no longer able to drive? No,
okay.
But Talking Real Money. Go to talkingrealmoney.com/help. H-E-L-P.
There you go.
That is a set of it's a page of information. It's got information on different advisors and what they charge. A few that we believe are going to act in your best interest. Believe we can't. I got to be careful how I say this, but we know of them. We've got also got the advisor interview form. Boy, if you can find an advisor who will fill that out, then you
and
are
sign it.
And sign it and honestly give you the truth about everything. Wow. Hallelujah. There we go. We got honesty. Honesty still exists in the world.
Yeah, that's a good form. A
lot of them
won't
sign it. Do
we have time for a question or do we got to go here pretty quick?
Oh, we have no time for a question.
Okay.
None whatsoever. We
Then I will quickly mention that I would love to see you next Saturday when I do my class with Paul in person.
No, because you're doing that after the break.
Face to face, in person, in Bellevue.
Then you can't do it after the break.
Then we'll come up with something else after the break. And you can find out more about that. You mentioned something about TalkingRealMoney.com. You can learn more about it at TalkingRealMoney.com. Click on classes. I'd love to see you in person, like a real face-to-face. Remember how you used to do stuff like that? You know, fun.
And he promises he'll check to see if he has COVID. Will you be COVID-free before that event?
Yes,
855-935-TOM.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And we believe that everybody deserves a financial education. We really do. And if you want to get some help with something specific that will take a little more time than a phone call to 855-935-TALK, then just go to TalkingRealMoney.com and click on that button that says Meet with an Advisor. Or you can call 800-386-3004. But the easiest thing to do is just set up an appointment and somebody will talk to you for free with no obligation, no sales pitch, TalkingRealMoney.com.